Truly? You will help me in my hour of need. Thank you. And please, be careful. Should you fail, we'll both surely meet a most horrible fate down here. You banished those two hollows, did you? Thank goodness. It is a great relief to see you again. It pains me to think of the trouble my failings have caused. I am certain both Vince and Nico are grateful to you. Thank you so much. You are injured. Please, please, lie down and rest. I will tend to you as best I can. Forgive me. I understand this may sound uncouth, but I must remove your armor. Will you allow me? Thank you. Now, please, lean forward, if you would. Oh no! You've suffered a mortal wound. And your Estus flask is as dry as a bone. I don't know if I can be of any help any longer. Please, don't speak. Even now, blood escapes your lips. Please, just rest. I will stay with you. I promise. I will never forget what you did. I am deeply, forever indebted to you. For it was not within my power to save Vince or Nico. My prayers did them no good. It is my ignorance, my frailty, that has sealed their fates. Perhaps Petrus realized my weakness all along, and thus made the decision to abandon me. I can hardly blame him now. I truly cannot thank you enough. I only wish there was some way I could help you, but I am inexperienced and I only know the art of miracles. I'm so sorry. Wait, my miracles! How could I be so foolish? Forgive me, brave undead. I shall do what I can to help. I know not if it shall work, but I promise you I will do my best. Now, please, be still and look deep into my eyes. I'm going to use my most powerful healing tome on you. You may feel a certain warmth growing within you. Please, try and welcome it into your body. Let us begin. Oh no, your wound, it's not mending. I don't understand. Please, allow me to try again once more. Still nothing. I fear this may call for more drastic measures. It happens to be that I'm aware of a more powerful healing ritual, but I have yet to try it. And I am rather inexperienced though, if I do nothing, you're certain to die. Would it be acceptable to you if I tried, despite my lack of skill? Then we've no time to fraternize. I must not let you perish in this dreadful place. I would never forgive myself if it came to that. So please, allow me to remove the rest of your armor. I despise the uncouth nature of this ritual, truth be told. But I am determined to pursue it until the bitter end. If it means you'll have a chance of survival, I would act happily for your own sake. So please, arch your back and elevate your hips for me. Let's get these leggings off. Well, it's just that your penis is... Well, it's the first I've ever seen. And even in its flaccid state, it's quite an amazing thing to behold. Anyway, bear with me if you would. This next part is a little, unorthodox, to say the least. Yes, I have to be nude. That isn't a problem, is it? If you find my naked body troublesome, I suppose we could always... That's such a relief to hear. I'm glad you find me desirable. That will make what follows significantly easier for the both of us. Okay, there. Now we're both at a stitch. I must confess this is my first time being naked with a man. It's quite unnerving, to say the least. And, well, I feel I need to be forward with you. This ritual requires us to engage in... intimacy with one another. Yes, I do mean sex. In doing so, I'll be able to mend your injury and return you to full health. It's that simple, really. Clerics devoted to the way of white have that effect on wounded souls. But don't misunderstand. We clerics are not common whores. In fact, it is required for us to remain chaste to preserve the right to bear our covenant sigil. We're only permitted to taste the flesh of a man in instances such as this, in order to save a life. Yes, I am a virgin. I've never... Must I truly say it? In truth, I've prided myself on keeping my maidenhead intact thus far. But I suppose sacrifices must be made in the most dire of circumstances. Correct? Okay, did I not explain the urgency of our tasks? You'll die if we don't act soon. Or are you so uncouth as to lack such judgment? By the looks of you, I should think not. I'm sorry. I truly don't mean to be so insistent. I would feel terrible if you were to succumb before the ritual were completed. So please, allow me to save you before it's too late. Will you let me? Will you let me take care of you? I'm glad. Then, may I start by kissing you? Very well. Let me just... Well, that was interesting, to say the least. No, it was nice. I feel as if we can do a little bit better. Don't you agree? It looks as if you're getting a bit lively down there, aren't you? Not quite lively enough to penetrate me, but... how do we... how exactly do we, make it hard? But that's so... do forgive my trepidation, but that's so indecent. The thought of a man's penis entering the sacred confines of a woman's mouth, it's so very scandalous. I suppose you would know best, and you won't be able to pierce my maiden head without a proper erection. I shall trust your words and follow your instruction. By the gods, your scent is quite intoxicating. I feel rather dizzy. I wonder, will your taste be as beguiling? Oh. My, it's rather strange. I've never tasted anything quite like this before. I can see now why taking a man's penis into one's maw is commonplace among those well-versed. May I continue? Good. Have mercy. You've grown more lively still. Does the caress of my lips and tongue please you? And I am even so fledgling of skill. It truly does give me great joy to see you satisfied with my performance thus far. I'm afraid you've grown so long and hard. Your length has reached my windpipe. I truly don't know if I can take it any deeper. All right. If you say so, I'll take care to not force myself. Thank you. Back from the brink, if it's the last thing I do. Let me just climb a atop your body and position my entrance above your... your... I can hardly believe this is going to be inside me. It's so big and so very thick. It'll be a challenge just to quarter the full length of your impressive member inside me. Must much less hasten you to climax. But there's no turning back now. It will surely take great resolve, but I shall sink onto you, no matter the cost. That's it. I think you've reached my maidenhead. Please, I beg of you, grasp my hips and pull me down onto your length. Take my innocence and make a woman of me. I've been pierced, God, throughout. Your penis is in me fully to the hilt. I didn't realize that I could even be like this. Please hold me. Take me into your embrace. Please. Yes. We've done it. We've truly become one. I can feel you pulsing gently deep inside me. You've filled an emptiness deep within me, one I never imagined would be filled so generously. It seems we're both bleeding now. Before you inch any closer to the brink of death, let us grind our hips together and mend your wounds. The pain has subsided for me, so please, do not refrain on my account. You can thrust forward into me to your heart's content. I will... But I feel my nescience on matters of the flesh is holding me back. Please, my dearest undead, take hold of my hips. Guide my movements and time your thrusts with me. Yes! Yes! There we are! Yes! Can you feel it? That healing light traveling up through your loins and into your heaving chest. It's glorious, is it not? Even now, I can see your wounds beginning to heal, to close. Kiss me deep and ravage my womanhood. Let our rampant lovemaking echo throughout this tomb. Yes,
everything to you. Everything I am. Everything I'll ever be. Take it all. I'm yours. Oh, God above, I'm all yours. Yes. My loins are beginning to spasm. Can you feel them gripping you? Like a vice. I think I'm about to experience an orgasm. Oh, God. My lurching passage is about to collect down around you. Please, prepare yourself, I think. Oh, God. It's happening. Yes. Feel it, my newfound lover. Feel my force to orgasm around your cock. Oh, God. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. God have mercy, that was so very amazing. I felt my soul leave my body for a moment. It was a feeling absolutely beyond words. And by the gods, I shot my essence upon your chest. I can see it glistening, and I can see it seeping onto your wounds. They're mending before my very eyes. God, you're safe. Thank the God you're safe. I'm so very happy. But even still, I do not wish to leave our passionate exchange unfinished. Please, my dearest undead, my love, bring yourself to your own climax. Empty yourself within me. I wish to feel you bathe my loins with your hot, virile seed. Yes! Yes! I can see your newfound health has reinvigorated you. Your thrusts have become so powerful, so desperate. Don't stop. See this through. Use me as a quivering seed to collect all that fertile essence. Yes. I can feel it. I can feel it. Yes. I can feel you begin to pulsate inside me. You've reached your peak, have you not? Good. Now, release my love. Don't hold back any longer. My womb will make a goodly home for your seed. Thrust within me with all your might and spurt without a moment's doubt. Do it, my love, please. Do it. Breed me. Breed me. Yes. Yes. I feel it. I feel the wave of soothing sunlight bathing my very soul. Oh, God. By the gods, you filled me completely. There can be no doubt at all. I am now a child. Your child. And I shall cherish it always. For it is a gift. A gift I'll not soon forget.
nor take for granted. Truth be told, we could have chosen a more apt place for you to impregnate me. This cave is absolutely filthy. I do suppose you're right. I should not pass judgment on the cleanliness of my surroundings. After all, I am pure no longer. My loins teem with the filth of coitus now and forevermore. But it was worth it. If not to save you, then to bear your child. I have never been more fulfilled in all of my years. Thank you, my love. Let us clean up and return to the world above. I do wish to show you my parish. And then we can focus on our future together. Which will surely, no doubt, include many, many more sexual ventures. For which I can hardly wait.
And there must be many sexual ventures indeed. Abandoning thine sacred quest, thou return to the undead parish with thy newfound lover. The two of thee would spend many a day and night atop the parish altar, crying out for each other while in the bonds of coitus. Even as she swelled with the fruits of thine labour, thou wert eager to fill her with spurt after spurt of thine potent seed. 'Twas a glorious sight to see, her stomach round with child, and her loins dripping with a white hot cream. But all things must cometh to their end. One day as thou wert returning from the dark root garden, thou wast met with a most terrible sight. There atop the altar was Rhea, her robe stained red with blood, her eyes staring up into the void, breathless and stiff as her body lay cold and motionless. In thy despair, thou fell to thy knees and held her bloody corpse in thine arms, sobbing into her bosom and cursing the vile fiends that tooketh her away from thee. Upon further gaze, thou foundeth her wound, a small slit beneath her left breast. Her heart had been stilled with a single strike. She had not felt pain, but was gone nonetheless. Thou laid Rhea to rest in the parish catacombs, and thine journey was at its end. My condolences, chosen one. I would not wish such tragedy upon thee, even in thine failure to link the flame. But these are the consequences thou hast wrought upon thee. Thine dark sign shall nay leave thee, and thou shalt never taste death, nor be reunited with the one thou loved. Such is thine fate. Thou should have paid mine to thine destiny, when thou had thine chance.